Hi, welcome to the Sleep Baby Sleep podcast. I'm Sonia, a certified pediatric sleep coach, and today I have a very exciting guest. So I thought her name was Ella, but it's not Ella at all. Cecile, and she will talk to us about blended families. So I don't know a lot about Cecile, so she's going to introduce herself and tell her. Yeah, basically, I want to know her story, but also how she helps families, blended families. So, Cecile, you have a pretty interesting background. So, let us know a little bit about you.
Hi. Hi, Sonia. Thank you so much for having me. This is exciting. Well, I'm Cecile. I worked as a nurse for 16 years in the hospital, mostly in research and management.
Wow.
In 2018, I left my career and became a entrepreneur in an ice cream shop. I bought my parents' business. And during COVID, I decided to start my own blog about blended family. We are a blended family of six since 2014. And
Oh,
it's
wow.
something I wanted to do since then. So, and Ella, everybody asked why Ella's blended family. Well, Ella is our dog. She's the last one to complete our blended family. So it was just meant to be her to be the name of our blog.
Of your
So,
blog, but that's so cute. So is she, so you got Ella after you were already like a blended family?
Exactly. We
Oh,
got
cute.
her just
Okay.
before COVID. So she just completed our family and everybody loves her and she
Oh,
just brings
wow.
everyone together. So it
Love
just
it.
makes sense to call our blog Ella's Blended Family.
Yeah, okay. So it started with a blog then. So you just started blogging about maybe your experience of what you've learned, I guess. I'm curious.
Yes,
Talk to us
exactly.
about your
Well,
blog. Yeah.
all right. Well, it started. Well, I'm going to go a little back.
Backwards. Yeah, do
Yes,
it.
backwards. When I got separated with my, with the father of my kids, when I was a single mom, the hardest thing was to see my kids, suffer after the divorce. And I always said, I'm just going to stay single because that was too
It's
painful for
easier.
me.
Yeah.
I couldn't go. It was so hard for them. Like, it was just heartbreaking. So when I met Frank, well, things happen. And he had two boys. So I wanted this to work out really bad. So being a nurse in research, I start doing research to make sure we had a fighting chance to make it work.
Yeah.
And what I found was not very pretty. That's what
It's so
I
true, though.
really,
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, most blended family had a really hard time blending. And about 70% don't last. They finish to a second divorce.
I saw that stat because you shared some information and I was not surprised, but disappointed, I guess. You know what I mean? Like,
Yes,
I
I
talked to
was
a
so
lot of people.
disappointed.
Yeah, it's like
And
it's sad.
that's a lot. That's like a lot of chance that my kids was and Frank's kids was going to go through another divorce. And this was
Exactly.
so scary. And I read that more than 500,000 kids in Canada are living in a blended family. That's a lot
Wow,
of
that's a
kids.
lot.
And that was in 2016. So imagine now.
Oh, way more probably post pandemic. Yeah.
Exactly. And in the US, there's like, I think it's 1,600 blended family formed every day. So,
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's a reality, right?
Yeah, that we don't
So,
talk about.
no, exactly. So what I, tr and I was trying to find like strategies to make it work because I said, well, okay, if there's divorce, then what can we do to make it work?
Prevent. Yeah, to
Then
make it work.
to prevent that, because there is something that's not working. What do we have to learn something? Is there not enough studies about that? So I did some research and I found like studies and I found a lot of strategies to make it work.
Exciting.
So I found a lot of tools and everything. So we put it a lot of things in place. We learned that we did things the right way. Well, not the right way, but the best way, let's say, because, you know, there's no right way because
Exactly.
families are different, right? We do it a way, but there's some ways that's better than the other. So, and there's things that we've done that we should have done some other ways, but we make it anyway. So we've been together for 10 years. And
Wow, I'm so happy for you. No, but this is promising for me as well. So I love to hear that.
Exactly. So it is doable and it can be a lot. It can even be better than the first family. So
Oh,
I
wow.
think there is like a lot of great things about being a blended family. It's just a lot of blended family goes, is trying to put two families together and they don't know how to do it. It's like a recipe and you don't know how to make the recipe.
To make the recipe with all the ingredients.
That's
Well,
right.
that's so true. And like you said, for me anyways, we kind of jump into it. And yes, I prepared my son and all those things, but I'm sure there could have been things that I would have done that would have helped maybe. It's going okay, but I'm like, that's why I want to know now if you have like maybe a number one tip or something that families forget to do that's a big game changer or something. I'm curious, like, or something you've learned personally that was helpful for your blended family. Anything?
Sure. There's a lot of stuff, but one thing that I think we have to put our mindset is it takes time. And you have to create memories to get an attachment to one another. Like,
Love that.
You can't say I'm gonna love my stepkids right away. It's not possible. It's like anything. Like, there's no attachment. So the best thing is just to create memories, like to create tradition, really helps. So
I'm gonna
for
write that
us, like,
down.
yeah. So for us, like the first 3 to 4 years were really, really tough.
Okay, well, it's a I love that you're sharing that because I feel it's still tough and it's not been a year, so it's normal then.
Oh yes, absolutely. My God, the first 3 to 4 years are really, really difficult. It's because there's no stories shared between the two families.
True, it's
And you're
brand new.
trying to
Yeah.
put two families together and there's no middle ground. There's two different routine. Like even like just for example, getting up in the morning. One family get up in the morning at 6 and the other one used to, you know, stay in bed later.
Exactly. Oh,
That
so
shit,
true. So
that
true.
can cause a conflict.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. It's just like it changed all the routines for the kids and then they get, you know, they're unhappy and they get frustrated and then we don't know what's going on with the kids, but they don't know either because they're too young to tell us, well, you know, I don't like that routine because they have no idea
Yeah,
this is what's going on.
that's so true that they're like something is they're making it's making them unhappy or whatever, but it's like to pinpoint because they don't even know themselves. It's just that it's different and they're
Exactly.
not loving it, but it's yeah, that's so true.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. I love
Yeah.
that. But I'm curious for you, how old were the kids when you blended your families?
Okay. So the youngest was 4.
Okay, like my son, yeah.
Yeah, he was 4. Benjamin was 6. Jacob
Yeah.
was almost 8. He was 7. And Xavier was 9, almost 10, I think.
Okay,
Yeah.
wow. Okay, so they have a
Yeah.
nice gap. Okay. Yeah.
So they were quite young. The oldest was really struggling, really. And I feel bad because I only, you know, I've been someone really open and caring and I couldn't see that he was struggling. It's bad, huh? So you know, he was always mad and not very caring. But he was really struggling. He was grieving his parents' divorce and he didn't get through. So he was still struggling for a long time. And it's just like, it took me almost 5 years to realize that.
Wow.
So, yeah, because kids, we have to put ourselves in their shoes
Oh, that's so
because
true.
usually parents or adults already start their grieving process before the kids. Because you know, they have an idea, they're going that direction of a divorce or separation, like maybe a year, 2 years before
usually
they
it's
decide
not
to do it,
overnight.
right?
Yeah.
It's not overnight, but the kids, it's overnight.
Exactly.
You know?
It's like
Sometimes
a shock.
It's like, okay, we're separating. And from 1 week, they have two houses. And we look at our kids and we say, oh my God, they're taking that really great. They're smiling.
They're adapting
they're
so
happy.
well.
Yeah, but this is not what's going on. It's like so much of a big news for them. It's a, how do you call that? C'est un mécanisme de défense.
Ah, oui. Ouais, je sais que tu veux dire, mais je sais pas comment dire en anglais. Defense
Surviving.
mechanism?
Yes, right. So they're
To
using
protect
it
them.
to protect them because the news is too big for them to really like
Process.
process. So it's the grieving process that starts. So sometimes we think that the kids are doing great because they're happy. Nothing has changed for them for the first 6 months or 3 months. And then they're starting to acting up. But during that time, sometimes there's another person coming in the picture. Right? So we say, well, it's that, is it because the other person is there? Well,
Exactly.
maybe,
You
maybe not. Maybe it's just a grieving process of, you know, there's another person, there's, you know, they're going through, you know, not depression, but they're going through the sadness process and
the process of
so
grief.
Yes, we there's stages before they and it can take a couple of years for them to go, but they can't tell us that. You can't say, oh, you know, I'm in that stage right now.
Yeah,
Like they're too
exactly.
young.
They don't know. Ah, okay, you're talking and it makes me think of my stepson a little bit. And yeah, and he's the oldest too. So I think he's the one that is, it's harder on him, I would say. Yeah. But it's like, for me, it's hard to know what can I do? Like, I'm the stepmom. And it's like, yeah, even though we have a good relationship, it's like, I don't know how to help. I don't know how to make it better type of thing, you know?
Yeah. And we want to make it better, but sometimes it's just to be there and listen to them and give
True.
them space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as he feels that I'm there, I guess, and
And
that's so
listen to
true.
them and validate his emotion. Like not say, you know, oh, you're still feeling like that. Just say, yeah, you feel like that, right? Oh yeah. Sometimes it happens to me to feel this way.
That's so true. And I feel when I talk about myself, you know, then you can like relate or like be more open when you say like, yeah, I remember when I, yeah, that's so true.
Yeah. And just an example, your stepson is now the oldest, right? So
Well, he was already the oldest, but yeah.
Okay. So now he has like a, but sometime it happens like the oldest, the youngest become the oldest.
True.
So his role change and we expect them to change sometimes. You know, we expect, oh, what the oldest do, we share more. So he was the baby, we take care of them. And then another couple of weeks, we meet someone. And then now he has to be the oldest one.
Yeah, a different role.
So,
But
yeah.
expectation is a thing. It's so true that I realized that because I only had one child and I think my expectations for his age were accurate or whatever. But when they get older, we expect more and sometimes it doesn't match, right? You know what I mean? It's
Exactly.
interesting.
And
I
the
never realized
values that
that.
they grow up are different in the two
Yeah.
families too.
So that's so true. Yeah, like there's things that I expect more from my son that's only 4 than he expect. Yeah, it's definitely a challenge. And so another thing I want to chat about, I'm not sure if you feel that way, but some people sometimes glamorize a blended family because us, like it's a 1 week on, 1 week off, whatever. But I feel it's not always rainbows and butterflies. Yes, there's
No, they
like,
don't realize all the struggle, right? It's hard to get to
exactly.
see your kids leave for a week.
Yeah,
People don't
exactly.
realize that.
And come back to like every time they come back for us, it's like a reset. Like it's always hard the first few days, like because they're all back together and like my son maybe has not slept really well at that. Like there's so many things, right? Or like it was too busy and then he's coming like overtired at my house. Yeah, it's a challenge sometimes.
Yes, I
And
have a
then when
blog
we,
about that, the transition
oh,
days.
I need
Because
to read
it's
that.
hard for them, yes, to
Yeah, because we
reset
always
and come
struggle and then
back.
at the end it's smooth and then they leave. You know what I mean? So it's like always restarting. That's how I
Yes.
feel.
So imagine their life. They're going to go all their life doing that. It's like
I
going on
know.
vacation, you know, living in your suitcase all the time.
Yeah,
It's
that's so
fun
true.
for a while, but
You get
after a
over
while,
it.
it's hard.
It is. It's so true. And then you have part of yourself that you feel bad, and that's not the life you wanted for your kids, but you want to make the best of it. It's like it's so many emotions.
Yeah, exactly. And the
Huh,
first
okay.
night they leave, I always like, I don't know what to do with myself. Like
It's so empty.
I pace in the house and I don't know, and I feel bad. I used to feel bad doing stuff when they were not there. I used to stay home because I felt bad doing
You
stuff
didn't
when they
want to
were
do
not
fun
there.
stuff when they were not there.
Exactly.
I
So
can see
now
that.
I do it more, but I tell other parents to do stuff even if they're not there and not feel bad about it. Don't feel guilty doing stuff when they're not there.
See, me, I'm like not that kind of mom because I remember. So for me, when Louis was a year and a half when we separated, so it was really young. And when I had Louis, I was on. I was the best mom. But when Louis was not there, it was fun mama time. So I would go out
Yes,
with friends.
that's great
I
though.
would do things because I needed that balance. But so yeah, I have no problem with that. But definitely, there's things sometimes like, oh, it would be fun with the kids. But no, I love to do the adult things when he's not there, and then the
Oh,
fun
that's
kid
great
things
though.
when he's
Yeah.
there.
You have a great
Yeah.
balance then. Yeah.
Well, I needed that because I felt when I was with Louis' dad, I had not enough fun times and friend times. For me, my friends are very important, and I would see them maybe once a month, but that was not enough for me, you know?
No.
And for me, it's like a weekly thing. I need to see a friend weekly. So yeah, now I can balance easier those things. When he's
Easier.
not there, then I can go
That's
at a
great.
friend's house or whatever. So yeah.
That's great. Yes.
Okay,
That's
well,
great.
so many things we can talk about. So okay, what was your biggest challenge when you blend? Okay, now I have another question for you. So when you blended your families, was it in a new house? Like everyone, it was a new house to everyone, or was it like his house, your house? I'm curious.
I have a blog about that. That's probably one of the biggest mistakes we did. We actually moved in all together like after a year and a half that we were together. My kids were with me most of the time. Frank's boys was there every second weekend and on Wednesdays. Frank's house was for sale. And we thought, okay, we're going to move with Frank, hoping that the house will sell in a couple of months and we can buy our ho own house soon.
That was a plan.
That was the plan. The house was not big enough for all the six of us. Like there was
Okay.
no space for all of us at all. So my youngest took Xavier's room because Xavier was older. So we put Xavier downstairs because he was only there every second weekend. That was the biggest mistake we did. And we put the youngest close to our room. So it was normal that, you know, I just realized that like a few years ago. It took me like the youngest and Xavier was like always fighting and there was always like
So you think that
revolve.
created the tension because he went
Of
downstairs and gave
course.
away his room? Probably,
Well, yeah, of course, it was his room. I can't
Yeah.
imagine having to give his room to another kid.
Yeah.
And Benjamin, my son, went downstairs too, but he's a kid who never says anything. And I
Okay.
feel like he was just, you know, Frank's kids was more verbal and he was just going with the
Go
flow.
going with
And
it. Yeah.
yeah, it was hard. It was not big enough for all of us. And I think that was the first mistake we did. We didn't have like a neutral place to start with. And we ended up staying that there for a year. So it took
Oh, shoot.
longer than we thought. And then we finally had our house, and we absolutely took an older house to have a room for each boys. We didn't want to put like Xavier with one of my boys because they
Yeah.
were not born like
That's so
together,
true.
and they have
Yeah.
like, you know, they don't
They
know
want their
each
own
other, and
space.
they
No.
might don't like each other because they're not, I know they're not, yes, they are brothers and they're stepbrothers, but they're not, it's like colleagues, right? Some you get along,
Yeah.
you can't ask for them to be best friend. Like,
No, we can't
we
force
want them
that.
to respect each other, but we can't expect them to love each other. Like, that was a fantasy that they, now they really do like love each other. I
Well,
know
it,
that,
I'm sure.
but I mean, we can't have that expectation at the beginning,
Right
right?
away.
So now they have all each their home, their house, and their house, their
Their
room,
room
and it
in the
was
house,
the best thing. Yeah, I think what I suggest, if it's possible, it's if you can move somewhere that's new to everyone, it's good.
Yeah, I
Or
agree.
if it's not possible, I think it would be great to switch everyone room so no
Oh,
one
so not just
feels.
one person. Yeah, no one feels
Yeah, so
rejected
no
or.
one feels like, oh, I'm the one who has to change room. And
That's so true. Make it fair.
make it fair for everyone and paint every room the way
Oh,
someone,
yeah.
so you know, something exciting or changing.
That's so true. It's the little things like that that makes a difference with kids.
Exactly. So, you know, they have a new room, but everyone has a new room. There's no
Yeah.
one just
That's
me
true.
because it's me. So things like
Okay.
that.
You say
So
that and I'm like, okay, we did one thing. I don't want to say right, but it, like you said, better because we went into a neutral house. So that was good. Like we each, well, we were, he was all the way in Saint-Antoine and I was in Memramcook and we're like, we need to meet in the middle. Like we can't, we didn't want to do the long distance thing. And even for daycare and like they're already in school and mine is at daycare in Memramcook. So yeah. So we chose like a middle ground in Shidyak. So at least we had that. But you're talking about the room. And we put the oldest downstairs as well. And I think it should have been my son, even though he was only 4, because he's less sensitive. And I think, but we asked him a few times. I was like, with my partner, I was like, I think we should put my son downstairs. I think he's going to be okay. But yeah, so not sure it's the best decision too, but whatever. We'll see.
But it doesn't have to always be the best decision. You know, we
I
may,
know. I know.
it's
But then
gonna
you feel
work
bad.
anyway.
It is. It's true. It's true. And he's going to be okay. It's just that I, for myself, and I'm not sure if it's because it's my personality, I'm a the middle child, or I'm a Libra, but I like when everything is peaceful, everybody's happy. It's like, I
Yes,
love
me
that.
too.
Yeah. So it's hard when it's not, and I want to make sure everybody's content. So yeah.
Yeah, and
And
one thing in blended family that I say to, well, step parents, forgive yourself a lot because you're going to make mistake or make something. You say, oh, we could have done this better. It's all right. Like if we fix it, there's always time to fix it or do
true. I love
something. There's
that. Fix
always,
it.
so there's always ways to make it better or find a way. So,
No, that's so true. But now you're
yeah.
definitely making me hopeful because and I clearly I can creep your blog to have all the information I want, but I spoke with a lot of moms who were in a blended family and it did not work out and it got me so nervous at some point though. But I'm like, you know what? I don't have to be that person, you know, we can make it work. I feel if we're a strong couple and yeah, we make this a priority, it can work, in my opinion. Yeah.
I have read a lot of studies from this psychologist that I love. Her name is Patricia Papanow. She's really
Okay.
good. She studied blended families for ages, and she found a pattern of blended family, like a life cycle
Okay.
that blended family goes through. And I think if blended family knows that there's a pattern that they go through, we would last longer and we can make it work because it's like, you know, running a marathon. If you don't know where the finish line is, or you don't know how hard it's going to be at some point, you're just going to give up. You know,
That's so
because you
true.
think when you get to the hardest point, you're going to think, well, this is
You
going
are
to be too hard. We're
exactly,
going to
but
be
then
stuck
it's
there.
about to get better and amazing, probably. But you need to reach
Exactly.
that. Ah, I love that.
It's like having a baby. Like, say, if they don't sleep all night and you don't know that they can change,
You're
well, you're going
like,
to say, oh, I can't, I'm not going to have a baby. They're going to be up all night,
yeah,
every, like,
you're like, I can't do
all
this.
their life. Because they don't know that that step is just temporary.
Yeah, it's a phase. But when you're in it, you feel like it's going to be forever. And I, with the blended family thing, like I there were days I'm like, why did I do this? You know what I mean? Like,
Oh, yeah, for
why did I put
sure.
my son into this? Because I'm like, we had
Yeah.
such an easy life. And like,
Yeah.
why did I choose this path? But like, then there's like these amazing moments. I'm like, I love our blended family. So yeah.
Exactly. And there's seven stages, and when you get to the seven stages is the honeymoon, and
Oh.
it's really great. Like, I can't ask for a better life right now. Like, we're
Oh,
doing
can't wait to get
great.
there.
Yes, you'll get there. And it takes about 2 to 7 years, depending on how long you're going to stages and how you're doing the right thing at each
Each
stages.
stage. Okay,
Yeah,
I'll
and that's
need
what
to
I
research
explain in
that.
my class.
Okay, yeah, your class. Okay, before we, I want you to talk about your class, but before we get to that, I want your opinion on this, and maybe you have a blog on this. So, my son and my stepdaughter, they really like each other, almost like too much. Like they say they're gonna get married, all those things. So I'm like, and they're like 4 and 6. But what's any tips or anything on kids that actually love them? They love each other too much, almost. You know what I mean? And they're
Yeah.
always together, and like they kind of reject the other one. They like right away they clicked. I don't know. It was like this connection, and yeah. Oftentimes
Okay.
the oldest will be left out, all these things. Yeah, how to manage that? I'm curious. Do you have any
Okay.
input?
Well, if I put like gender apart, well, they're three, so they're like the triangle thing that's going on. We were four, and there was always one left out. Like,
Oh,
there
even with
was
four.
always, yes, we
Okay,
even with the
wow.
four, the little one was always left out. The other three was going really well, and the
Okay.
little one was always left out. I think it's just a brother and sister dynamic that it's like that. I think it gets better, but I think because they were close to age, maybe they get along better.
Yeah, maybe. And they're like maybe similar personalities. And the thing is that my two stepkids, they don't get along that well. The daughter and son, they're like,
Yes.
so I think she grabbed on to Louis because it was like new and, you know, like, yeah, I'm not sure.
Exactly. It's like Xavier grabbed to Benjamin. They were like really friends, and they were really close. And they even picked on the little one at first. I think it's just similar personality, and I think if it doesn't become bullying, I think it. I have a blog on that. You can check. It's managing rivalry on step brothers or step siblings.
Okay.
And I explained if it's not like bullying and they're not ganging on the other one, and they're
No, okay.
sometimes play the three of them, I think it's just the
It's
brother.
natural.
And
Yeah.
yes,
It was the
I think
same
it's
for us. Like me and my sister were always together, and then my brother was kind of left out, but he was not that nice to us, and we had similar interests. We were only 13 months apart, and he did not want to play with what, you know what I mean? Like sometimes, yes, it
exactly.
was maybe like not nice to each other, but most of the time it was just the way it was. It was just, yeah.
And
He felt left out,
probably
but
the two. Probably they did some nice thing at the beginning, and they just gang up, right? They just, they that's probably
Yeah.
why.
But I feel like so in our blended family, my son is kind of like the middle one, and I feel bad because sometimes like the oldest will get Louis to like go into his room and lock the door so that the little like Chloe can't go, and it's like just to piss off Chloe just because she wants to be with Louis all the time. So like he uses so I feel my son is like an object almost sometimes, like, and he feels bad, like he wants to play with the oldest but he doesn't want to make the youngest feel bad. It's like, oh my God, yeah. It's
Yeah,
an
that's probably
interesting.
interesting. It happens to us too when they were little and they grew up of it. I'm not sure I have a perfect solution for those. I mean, if they're not hurting anyone, they respect everyone, and no one feels like they're, doing things they're not, they're not comfortable about doing. I think it's just kids being kids,
Yeah,
but
kids, I know, because it's normal. Yeah, I know what you mean.
do stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
I remember when I was little and they locked me out. They locked me in rooms and
Oh
in
yeah,
the
like so many
bar.
memories. Oh, probably. My brother once locked the babysitter outside of the house. Like she was locked outside. We were all inside. Like, oh my God. Like
Oh
the
my
things we
God.
did. Yeah. So I'm like, it's normal that kids will test boundaries and do things. Yeah. It's kids.
Yes. As long as there's respect and, there's not like, bullying or
Yeah.
things that the other person doesn't want to do, or, we have to be careful about that. But I think now parents, we check everything, we micromanage everything
So
that they're
true.
doing.
Yeah, a little too much. That's what we do with everything. That's like even with sleep. Like some people, it's too much. That's why the kids don't sleep. And parents are helicopter parents. But okay, maybe chat about your course that you, because so it's interesting because for me, I know about Cecile because of my friend Annie. She shared with me your page because we were a new blended family and even your course. But for us, it was not the perfect time to take the course. But yeah, talk to me about what you created and how we can help families and maybe, yeah, and I'm sure you have
Sure.
bigger dreams or goals for your course, but yeah, what it is right now and maybe what you plan on doing with it. I'm curious.
All right, perfect. Well, I did a blog that it's free for anyone, and I share tips and positive things that anyone can look up and go see. And I'm pretty sure you'll find something that's helpful on the blog.
I'm sure.
I have an Instagram page. The six lesson that I did create is like it was meant to be like a 6 week course that I want to do online, that people can do at their own space own pace. It more ideally it would be like a couple course that they can do together or
Together.
separately if they want. So they can there's like the first lesson would be about the dynamic of what's a blended family? What's a step family? Understanding what it is like, because I talk about a lot of about outsiders, because sometimes step families and step parents feel like outsiders, like we feel like we're walking on eggshell. That's normal, and people think that that's really bad, but it's not bad. It's normal.
Okay.
I don't know if you know what I mean, like you feel like you're left out, like there's family and you can't fit in, but it's normal because they already have memories and they already have like a history together, so it's normal to feel left out. So it's normal, it's something that everyone will go through, is just to find a middle ground and how to. So I talk about a lot about that on the first lesson, and I talk about the seven phases of the blended family goes through and how long it will, and every phase, I explain what to do to each one so you can move forward and what to expect to in each one. The second one would be how to create secure attachment with each of your members in your family. So I talk about tradition, what to do. Like, I can't encourage enough to do tradition, like do something like every month, plan a movie night that you do every month on Friday. We do
We do
that.
that every week. Every week we have them on the
Yeah, every
Friday. They look
week,
forward.
every
It's like,
do something
yeah.
so the kids know that that day you're doing that. So they're going to talk about that stuff that they're doing. Like, so you're creating a memory. So now when they go somewhere, talk, oh, that our Friday night, we watched this. And so you're coming less an outsider for something because so we play board games once a month.
Nice.
We each year, we buy one Christmas ornament of things we've done that we really like during the year. So our Christmas tree is full of
Memories
memories.
from
So
yeah.
when we put our Christmas tree up, we put the ornament, but we talk about all the things we did for the last 10 years. So we created memories. So it's our Christmas. And so it's all those little things, and it doesn't have to cost much. During that course, we have like papers, and we write down ideas of what the
Oh,
kids
nice.
like and what we can do with them. I on the third lesson, I speak about how to communicate with your ex partner and the relationship about the ex partner, boundaries and stuff like that, and different way to co-parent. So I talk about that, and we write down what we want to put our limits and what we would like to change and how we're gonna do it. So we put goals. The second one, it's more of the challenge related to step families. Like it could be moving together, a new baby in the house, changing school, all the things, new challenge that just relate to blended family. And after that, it's like other things that could happen, like court, anything that's really like more like not fun, but it doesn't mean it's gonna happen, but it's like court or dispute between co-parenting or alienation with the child, things like that, bullying between the sim siblings,
Okay, like challenges or things that could happen, but it doesn't mean that
could
you're gonna have to
happen, but
deal with.
the and the last one would be how to put all that you learn together and do something about it. And the reason why I put that, it's because I went to so many classes and conference and learned so much, but when I get home, I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah, you
Like
don't
I
apply
don't
it.
know because I don't know, like I don't know where to start. So I create just that one chapter and a page on what im it's important for that family, and we create like a plan, like a it's almost like a nursing plan to change things in the couple months and what's important for them and what they should be doing first to help their family. So
Wow, that's
that's the course.
okay. Well, you definitely need to put it online because I need this course. I'm like,
It's
you.
about 7 to 8 hours, and there's like lesson and like exercise between that. So
That's awesome because then I feel like if you have a course, so there's like a middleman. Because for me, I'm like all about, I want to make this work. I want to put in the effort. But sometimes I think my partner feels overwhelmed or doesn't know, but and if it comes from me, maybe it's not as exciting or relevant. But if it's like somebody that's been through it and is kind of an expert in that, I feel it would be easier. Kind of like for me with a sleep consultant, I'm a middle ground for parents, and it's like I get everybody on the same page and we work towards the same goal. And yeah.
I did all the study and everything, and I bring it to you instead of you having to,
Oh,
come
collect all this
find
that
it.
info. Yeah, because no, I'm yeah. People and I'm like I said, with the sleep is the same thing. You can research, you can do all the things, but at the end of the day, sometimes you just want somebody to help you get through it and who's done the research already and who's been through it. Okay, well, I will share at the on this episode your blog and your Instagram, and you have Facebook as well.
Yes, I do have a
Okay, I'll put all
Facebook
the links to those, but. Is there anything else you would like to share? So yeah, how is the best way that people can reach you if they want to know anything or yeah, want to reach you? Is it via Instagram? Do you have an email? I'm just curious.
I have an email. They can reach me by email or Instagram. I usually answer my message on Instagram. They can reach me that way,
I'll
or by
put
email.
your if it's the same email, I'll put the email in the show notes as well. Just because you never know, some people might have questions or want to know maybe when you're going to release your course or anything.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And if there's like a big demand, I will do it earlier than later. And I have it in French and in English. So,
That's awesome because, yeah, for me, Yeah, well, either way, it's okay. But I know some people are more comfortable in French, you know, to listen in. Okay, anything else you would want to share? Because I took like almost like 40 something minutes of your time, but I could talk to you all
Oh,
day. So,
yes.
but anything else
Well,
you want to share?
maybe just to the stepmom, because I know stepmom, even the stepmom that doesn't have any bio kids, it's really hard to start in a blended family. Just to not take it too personal. Sometimes it's not about them at all, that the kids are struggling, or sometimes they're not. They seems mean at them, but it's not about them. So if they just put that aside, it will get better. It's just the kids are going through things, and it just happens that the stepmom just came in, and they're kind of putting the kids are putting the new person
The
with.
blame on the new person or whatever was it?
Yes,
Yeah,
it
I
doesn't
get
matter
it.
who it is.
Yeah.
It's not personal. It could be the neighbor, and it would be the same thing. So don't take it personal. It will get better. So just smile, and yeah, at least what it's good that you talk with your new partner is respect. I think you're not a punching bag.
Oh
Respect.
my
They
God, you're
don't
like
have to
bringing all
look.
these emotions. I
Yeah.
agree so much.
They don't have to like you. You don't put the pressure to like your stepkids right away. You just need to be respectful to live in the same house. The rest will come. So.
Oh my God, best advice. And I'm a stepmom, but obviously I have a son, but I felt like a punching bag. And I felt like a punching bag with the stepkids and my own son. He was taking his frustration, and I'm like, that's when it was hard. I'm like, I can't do this. I'm like, why I do it? But then my partner is better at making sure they respect me and they talk to me in the right way. Like there would be, yeah, I had a lot of mean comments, let's just say. And I try to not take it personally, but when it's always happening and your partner is not
Right.
backing you up, it's like what's the point, you know? Like you're not
Yeah.
my boss and you're not my, like super like I'm like no. And yeah, it's just yeah, disrespectful and screaming at me like don't
Right.
talk to me. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. So just be, but
Yes.
now he's better at yeah, making sure they respect me and then yeah, so
Respect
it's
is
helpful.
so, yes. And parenting style and discipline could be another subject, but I don't
Oh,
have
arrête,
time, but
yeah.
yeah.
I know, that's so true. Because definitely that's probably one of our biggest challenges, yeah, for
Yes, it's a
us.
big challenge in the first family, but this is a big challenge in the second family. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so many things. Okay, well, we might get you on back to talk about that because that could maybe be even beneficial for just couples with not a blended family, you know?
Exactly. A lot of
And
people say you can help. Yeah, it could be helpful for anyone. Yeah.
yeah, exactly. Okay, well, thank you so much. That's awesome, Cecile. And like I said, and if ever you just want to chat, well, we can definitely chat anytime. But
Sure.
yeah, this
Thank
will air
you.
probably in a few weeks. So yeah, I'll let you know.
Perfect.
Okay, so people can follow Cecile on her Instagram, Facebook. She has a blog. I'll put the email in the show notes too. And you can follow Sleep Baby Sleep on Instagram as well at Sleep Baby Sleep and Facebook and subscribe to this podcast. And we'll see you next Tuesday. So thank you so much.
Thank you,
Bye.
Sonia. Bye.